Now, what might you call that?
Called side meat.
It is? All right. And
you have the tenderloins, too. That's the fat off of the back part of the backbone.
Okay. Now, what is it, you said side meat. What, is that different from salt pork? What's salt?
It's the same thing.
Same thing?
Uh-huh.
Okay. If you got some bacon from a hog, you might say, I've got a
slab of bacon.
If you smoke some pork, what do you call that? What kind of meat do you have?
Smoked meat.
What is the skin called of a hog? You see, I got some. Maybe I think it's a skin. I think that's what the term is. You see, I got some.
I wouldn't know. Wouldn't think it'd be called anything except the skin.
Can you eat it?
If it's no a crisp.
Yeah, what's it called? If it's crisp.
Oh. Crackling. No, a lot of it is crackling. Or the.
Okay, what about the rind? What is
that's,
the rind?
That's the skin.
Okay, now you said, what's the stuff now again, okay, that I had for breakfast? What's the meat called?
Bacon.
All right. Now, are there any other terms for that that they call strip meat?
Mm-hmm. Call it that, but.
Okay, who's the one that, when you take the hog to the, what happens after you take the hog to the market? Or if you don't, if you take him to the market? Or maybe you don't take him to the market. What happens after you fatten the hog up?
He's butchered.
Okay, who does that?
The butcher.
All right. What else can you get from a hog besides some of the things, besides bacon and.
Pork chops.
All right.
And ham. Shoulder meat.
What about for breakfast? What do people often have?
Bacon.
Bacon, what else? Matter of fact, I'll go out and ask you.
Sausage.
Right, and if the meat's no good, you might say, well, that meat is.
Spoiled.
Okay, now after you kill a hog, sometimes you can boil the meat off the hog's head. Are you familiar with that at all?
Mm-hmm.
And you can make a preparation out of that. What's that called?
Pressed meat.
Called what?
Pressed meat.
All right.
Or souse meat. A lot of people call it souse meat.
That's the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, what's the other term you use for?
Pressed meat.
Hmm. Well, now, what can you do with that? What do you?
This, you eat it.
Oh, is it good?
Slice it. Mm-hmm. It's real good. You season it up with the seasoning, you see, the pepper and the salt and a little vinegar.
Well, tell me how you make it.
You boil your meat until it gets so tender you can just take it off the bone, and then you cut it, grind it up real thin, or just mash it up. It mashes up, and then put your ingredients in it, and put it in a pan and press it down. Put a plate or something on top of the pan so it'll press down, and then you can just slice it.
Well, now, what kind of ingredients do you put in?
You put pepper and salt and hot pepper, vinegar. That's about all it.
Okay. And you said something about certain, you were telling me about a minute ago about